the coast and around the world. You are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of metaphysical and personal growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness during Earth's ascension. Tonight, we have a fabulous show for you. We have Dr. Norman Shealy with us, and he's the foremost authority on pain management and anti-aging. And this hour, we're going to talk about his new book entitled Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. If you'd like to speak with us and ask a medical question or a psychic question, the phone lines are open. The numbers are toll-free, 1-888-268-4313. Or 530-876-3222. Again, those numbers, 888-268-4313 or 530-876-3222. We also encourage you to email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net, and your questions will be answered in real time on the air. Now, Norm Shealy has gifted us with copies of his new book, Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. And for the first five people who call in and ask us a question, you'll get a free copy of his book. All you have to do is call in, talk to us, give my engineer your name, address, and phone number, and we'll get that book right out to you. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive energy therapist with 25 years' experience. I have helped over thousands of stay-at-home parents to corporate executives make their invisible dreams visible. Utilizing my gifts, I simultaneously am in touch with the past, present, and future, eliminating the fog and paving the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. Now, tonight, Norm Shealy is with us, and his esteemed career has spanned over several decades. He knew that when he was 4 years old, he knew he was going to be a doctor. No questions about it. He's one of the pioneers in pain management, and the Shealy program is one of the mainstays in pain-free management today. He's now retired from clinical practice, and he is now assisting the Earth heal and teaching us to stay young at the same time. Norm and his wife of 40 years live in Missouri. Welcome to Walking with Spirit, Norm.
Hey, good evening, Monique. Great to be with you.
Thank you for being with me, especially with the lateness of the hour and your time. I really appreciate it. You know, I think that everybody listening has heard of you. You've had so many books and CDs on the market. What caused you to jump from allopathic medicine over into intuitive medicine?
Well, basically, acute illness, most of the time, is pretty well managed by allopathic medicine. That's MDs.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get a chronic illness and you treat it as if it's an acute illness, people just get worse. And so I began to see, many years ago, patients who had had 5, 6, 7, it was 52 unsuccessful operations on the back.
52?
Yep. I didn't know whether he or the surgeons were crazier. And, you know, this to me is just absolutely nonsense, because it is extremely rare that you can improve a situation when the first operation is a total failure.
Uh-huh.
And so I began looking for ways to manage these patients who at that time were coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, because it was the most popular operation in the country back in the 60s and 70s. And I felt that 80% minimum of the patients having back surgery really should never have had it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I began looking for alternative ways, and next thing you know, I was working with medical intuitives and doing biofeedback and self-hypnosis. And, of course, I had my electrical stimulators, which I've worked with for 40 years. And we found we could remarkably rehabilitate 85% of people who had been terrible users of conventional medicine.
Hmm. Well, you know, you said something that intrigued me. You talked about your electrical stimulators. Is that like really hooking up little electrodes to yourself and giving yourself a little jolt?
Well, it's just a very gentle joke.
Okay.
One of the stimulators that we use is so safe you can drive your car while wearing it. It puts out just 1 milliamp, a thousandth of an amp of current.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, it is so good that using nothing but that, we can get 50% of people out of longstanding depression safely without drugs.
Really? Out of depression?
Oh, yeah. Now, when we combine that with a pair of glasses that have flashing lights in them,
uh-huh.
which you can't wear while you're driving your car.
That would be a little interesting.
Yes, but if you do that, like, you can bet just as you're falling asleep at night, you don't have to do it during the day. It'll help you sleep deeper. And when we combine the little cranial stimulator with the photo stimulator, the flashing lights and the glasses,
uh-huh.
we can get 85% of people out of depression within 2 weeks without drugs.
Uh-huh.
Twice as good as the best antidepressant drug with no complications.
You know, this sounds like it would be fantastic for children.
It is. You know, it's excellent for, actually, the lights, with the flashing lights, is one of the best things you can do for children who are hyperactive.
Uh-huh.
They are absolutely intrigued with it, and they don't need drugs.
Okay, so the ADD, ADHD parents that are out there who are working with us with their children, the flashing glasses would be a wonderful cure for them?
You bet. I like a little lithium orotate. It's not a drug. It's a mineral. It's over-the-counter.
Uh-huh.
No prescription needed. And it helps the brain make serotonin better. But almost all people, including adults, can fit from a little lithium and orotate. In fact, I believe in it so much that my wife and I both take it at just 15 milligrams.
Uh-huh. And what is that again? Spell it for us?
Lithium orotate.
Okay.
Lithium orotate. It's just a mineral. It helps us make serotonin.
Oh, okay. And that will help even us out so we don't go so deep into those blue moods when we feel low.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, serotonin is one of the most important neurochemicals because it regulates mood and indirectly sleep because you make melatonin out of serotonin.
Uh-huh.
But the photostimulator is really quite remarkable. Now, I have no trouble falling asleep. I mean, I could lie down anywhere and fall asleep. But when I use the RelaxMate, that's the name of it, I sleep so much deeper. And interestingly, by the way, sort of constant dreaming, which that's good.
Uh-huh.
It enhances your ability to dream.
Oh, okay. Now, is this available for the layperson?
It is available over the counter. You know, there are Sounds True, for instance, sells them. And, of course, they could always go to my website and find them, normshealy.net.
Okay. That's wonderful. I'm actually writing that down right now. I've got a little nephew who's 13 who's going through depression from school, and his mom she put him on Prozac, which, you know, I said no, but she did it anyway, and it's not helping him.
Right. Well, you see, if it hasn't helped within a month, forget it.
Uh-huh.
All I can do is call counseling. That's true in anybody. If an antidepressant has not worked within 4 or 5 weeks at the very most, it isn't going to work, and there's no point in taking it.
Uh-huh. Now, what can we do? You know, there's so many people, you know, I do readings and whatever for a living, and there are so many people calling me. Their energy is so low, no matter what they do, they can't seem to pick themselves up. What can people do?
Well, you know, I believe that that is truly an example of burnout in the real sense. The adrenal glands are just not functioning well.
Uh-huh.
They'll produce cortisol, but they're not producing DHEA. Now, you don't want to take DHEA. There are many reasons why I wouldn't take it orally, but we have 4 natural techniques to help the body rejuvenate its own ability to make DHEA. And I suppose the simplest one is a magnesium lotion. And you just rub it on your skin once or twice a day.
Uh-huh.
And it helps rebuild magnesium levels. 80% or more of Americans are deficient in magnesium.
Uh-huh.
And those people who are deficient will have it manifest in things imaginable, from chronic fatigue to depression to high blood pressure, diabetes, or what have you. It depends on what system is weakest.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Well, that's just one of the techniques. The second one is a combination of vitamin C and MSM, or methylsulfonylmethane. The two together help raise DHA. Either one alone won't work at all. And then, of course, natural progesterone cream helps build DHEA. And finally, we have another kind of electrical stimulator, which is, again, quite safe, but you have to use it on 12 specific acupuncture points, which we call the ring of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we use all four of these. It will raise DHEA from wherever you start by an average of 250%.
Now, for someone who's not familiar with DHEA and where their levels are at now, how can they have that checked out?
Well, you know, the best way to do it is just to get a salivary test.
Uh-huh.
You can go to the internet and look up.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, I know we had a caller. I just hadn't acknowledged her yet. I guess we're going to do that now.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Monique and Norm.
Hi, Monique. How are you?
Great. How are you? And your name?
Oh, fine. My name's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
You're talking about, can you ask about things that are wrong with your body?
Yeah.
Because I've had a thing that's been wrong, and I'm just wondering if I'm going the right direction.
Well, why don't you tell us about it, and we'll take a look.
Okay. It started with my hip, and then it went down through my leg, and so they found a cyst in my knee that they took out. But I still have trouble bending it, and I have a lot of problems in my hip area. And I wanted to know, what kind of doctor do I need to get rid of? I don't know what it is, and they're not sure what it is, and I've had all these different scans and stuff like that.
Okay. Norm, could one of the electrical stimulators help her?
Well, the Sheely 10s, Sheli, certainly is something I would be using. I presume she has been evaluated by a good osteopath.
Is that the case, Sandy?
Osteopath?
Yeah, D.O.
Osteopath, okay.
M.D.
So I have an appointment with a
No, you don't want to see a physiatrist, I bet. Physical medicine?
Well, I know he said that one leg was shorter than the other, and to come back after they took the cyst out if I still had problems. So I was going to try that.
Well, my experience is the only people that I have found in years in dealing with 30,000 patients, the only people who generally are good at analyzing the spine and the skeleton and its relation to these kinds of things is an osteopathic physician, a DO, who does manipulative therapy. Don't even go to one if they don't do manipulative therapy. It's a waste of time. So I would not waste much time on a physiatrist with your situation.
Okay, so Sandy, can you find someone like that in your area?
Where do you live?
I have to be referred. You know how they work.
Yeah, well, where do you live, dear?
They make it difficult.
Yeah, but where do you live?
I forgot what the name. They have so many names to these. Now, what did he say? What kind? Osteopath?
Yeah, osteopathic physician.
So I could probably ask if I can be free.
D-O. D is in David. O is in ostrich. D-O.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
And where do you live?
I live in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay. Well, in Seattle, I am quite certain that there is a good DO. So I don't know how far Vancouver is, but it's not that far, I think.
Yeah, well, my daughter lives in Seattle.
Oh, well, a great excuse to see your daughter and get healed at the same time.
Right.
She called you guys, too.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Sandy, thank you for your call.
Bye now.
Okay, the phone lines are open. The number 888-268-4313 or 530-876-3222. Norm, it's interesting because poor Sandy there is, you know, in all this pain going through all of these different treatments, and it seems like she really hasn't connected with the right doctor.
Well, unfortunately, it's hard to connect with the right doctor when it comes to pain because, you know, we're so specialized today.
Mm-hmm.
I often say, I would know what to do with my own body if I weren't a physician.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really need, and that's where someone like you can be a great help.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds to me as if she has some kind of physical problem that could be helped with the right kind of physician.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now, I want to back up a little bit. We started out talking about depression, which was on my list to talk about, but we jumped right into it. In your book, I was reading about the combination of amino acids and depression.
You bet.
And then there was this meat broth that you talked about.
Well, you know, Edgar Cayce used to recommend something that he called beef broth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was essentially taking stew beef, putting it in a glass jar, filling it with water, and then cooking that in a pot overnight. Well, of course, they didn't have crock pots or hot pot type things in his day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do it that way. You just take any kind of meat. It could be turkey or fish or chicken or whatever. And about 8 ounces in a quart of water. Season it however you like. You know, celery, a little soy sauce, carrot or two, just to make it taste good. And simmer it 8 to 12 hours on low heat in a crock pot. That and 2 tablespoons of vinegar. Don't forget the vinegar.
Okay, any type of vinegar?
Yeah, any old kind of vinegar.
Okay.
Because what you're after is breaking down the protein, and that helps extract the amino acids directly out of the meat. And you can just drink the broth. You can eat the meat if you like, but the important thing is to drink the broth. And I often have people drink 2 cups a day for at least a month and then a cup a day for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
It's an excellent way to get the amino acids, which are necessary for building the neurochemicals and neurohormones that you need to feel good. People who are depressed are often deficient. They are deficient in 1 to 7 essential amino acids. Almost every one of them, at least one amino acid deficiency.
Uh-huh. Well, this is, again, something that you just may not stumble upon going to your local psychiatrist.
That is, well, yes, they would only recommend drugs.
Yeah. Well, I'm so grateful that you were open at a younger age and still open and enlightening us now with the energy that you have. For those of you who may have just joined us, we're speaking with Dr. Norman Shealy. He's the author of Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. And give us a call. Our number is toll-free, 888-268-4313 or 530-876-3222. Norm, I'd like to talk again about something else that was in your book, and I hope I'm saying this correctly, and I think it was in relation to the depression, and it was Eisenach's personality type?
Oh, yes, Hans Eisenach, yes.
Eisenach, okay. Could we talk about that, and maybe someone out there who's not feeling too wonderful could identify with one?
Right. Well, Hans Eisenach, working with a colleague in Heidelberg, Germany, and Eisenach was in London, started about 25 years ago, and they evaluated 13,000 people, and they did a test which categorized you into one of 4 personality types. Number 1 is a person who essentially has been depressed all of their life.
Uh-huh.
Number 2 is a person who has been angry all of their life. Number 3 is what I call they can't make up their mind. They bounce back and forth between being depressed and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And number 4 is a person who's happy and well-adjusted. And a type 1 person dies on an average 35 years earlier than a type 4.
Really?
75% of the people who die of cancer are type 1. 15% of the people who die of cancer are type 2. And 9% are type 3. So 99% of the people who die of cancer have either, and more commonly, depression, but they can have anger or a mixture.
Okay.
Now, 75% of the people who have the heart disease are type 2, angry, 15% are type 1, 9% are type 3. So again, 99% of the people who die of heart disease are either angry, depressed, or both.
Okay. And then utilizing the stimulator or increasing the, drinking the soup even, I guess, or increasing the DHEA in your system can balance you out so that you can change your mood?
You bet. And you can change from a type 1, 2, or 3 to a type 4, which is what Maslow would have called a self-actualized person.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, many, you know, I've worked with 30,250 depressed people.
Just a couple, huh?
Yeah, a couple. And I can get 85% of them out of depression totally safely within 2 weeks. No drugs.
Mm, that's amazing. You know, I got a call the other day and I couldn't help this person. He wanted me to cure his schizophrenia.
That one is one where I really do not have a good handle myself.
Uh-huh.
There is a physician, a psychiatrist in New Jersey, Eric Braverman. And Eric does do a lot of stuff with nutrition. But I have to say, I just don't know how to deal with any kind of psychosis.
Okay. That's fair. And let's move on to another subject that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and I don't talk about it much on this program, and that's men's health. You know, men now are, especially the baby boomers, they're starting to worry about prostate issues. They're starting to come into andropause, which was a pretty new term for me until about, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months ago. Can you tell us about these two symptoms, I guess?
Well, sooner or later, and mostly sooner, starting at age 50, men began to have two problems. They began to have a lowering of natural productive testosterone and an enlargement of the prostate gland.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you actually took out the prostate gland. Somebody was killed in an accident, for instance. 50% of men at age 50 will have microscopic evidence of cancer of the prostate. And by 75 years of age, it'll be 75% of men. So it's extremely common. And if they don't have cancer, they'll have an enlargement called benign prostatic hypertrophy.
Mm-hmm.
So it is one of the most common disorders in men, and it can be remarkably taken care of if you start early enough, taking either soft palmetto or beta-sitosterol. Beta-sitosterol is essentially the active principle in soft palmetto. It's a vegetable sterol that blocks the conversion of testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. And it appears to be that dihydrotestosterone is the one that aggravates the prostate gland. So I think 100% of men not later than age 50 should be on either salt palmetto or beta-sitosterol.
Now, could a man, say, at age 35, 40, start taking this and then avoid this issue altogether?
You bet. And probably it would be a good idea just to start on one capsule a day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe by the time you're going at 50, if you have no symptoms, take two. And I think if you just do that, the chances are you won't develop it. Now, once you've got the problem, you might have to take as many as 12 a day. But, heck, compared to a drug,
yeah,
it's one of the best things you can do. Now, if men begin to have problems with the decrease in production of testosterone, there are some natural herbs that can help immensely. The best one is probably tribulus, T-R-I-B-U-L-U-S,
mm-hmm.
And 2 or 3 grams a day of that can be quite rejuvenating.
Okay. And what about andropause? You know, women, we have our menopause, and boy, am I in it. It's like year 12 now, and no relief in sight yet.
But I'm 25 years old, Monique.
Yeah. And I'm like 30 to that. But with men and andropause, you know, it's something, it's a new buzzword, and, you know, I said a long time ago, I watched my father and my mother, and I used to tell my mom that, you know, dad's going through the change, and
yes,
he told me I was nuts, but.
Well, you were not nuts, and,
yay.
And he was not nuts, but he might have acted that way.
Uh-huh.
It can certainly affect your personality as well as your energy and your libido and everything else. But that is the decreased production of testosterone of vast majority of men by age 60 are down at least 25 or 30% over what they were producing at a younger age.
Uh-huh.
And so that's a place where Either you can stimulate the Ring of Fire to help rejuvenate the system, or take Tribulus. And it doesn't need to be a problem. It's easier to manage than it is menopause. On the other hand, menopause is well managed in most women by using natural progesterone cream, but they may need some of the herbs. You know, back when I was a child, it was called Lydia Pinkham's compound.
Mm-hmm.
And Lydia Pinkham's compound had all the good stuff in it. It had false unicorn and Damiana and black and blue cohosh, et cetera. Those are phytoestrogens.
Mm-hmm.
And for most women, that will take care of it. A few women do need a compounding pharmacy to add a very tiny bit of estriol and estradiol to the progesterone. Never estrone. And certainly never horse estrogen.
Well, you know, there's so many women today. I was just talking to a girlfriend, and she said, you know, I'm not going to be like you. I'm not going to be sweating and fanning. I got on the HRT, and I said, why would you want to put horse urine in your system?
Well, I've always said, unless I've known this, but because, you know, my wife and I raised Appaloosa horses for the last 37 years. And so I said, unless you weigh 800 pounds or more, you don't need horse estrogen.
Yeah.
But estriol and estradiol are quite nice, and about 2.5 milligrams of each a day in a progesterone cream. So you get 60 milligrams of natural progesterone and maybe a total of 5 milligrams at the most of bias will take care of it for virtually everybody and safely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've kind of done that route and still fanning here, but, you know, we're still working at it. Well, you know, you've mentioned something twice here, and that is the Ring of Fire. Why don't you tell us what that is and the 12 points?
Well, the Ring of Fire was the first of 5 circuits that I discovered intuitively. I was trying to figure out how to rejuvenate the body's ability to make DHEA, and I just sat down, and this is what came. The points are kidney 3, a consumed vessel, 2 and 18, bladder 22, mass of the heart, a pericardium 6, large intestine 18, and governing vessel 20. Now, the acupuncturist would know those.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in my book, I do have sketches that show you where the points are.
Yes, you do.
And some people who are really good at visualization actually do a sort of meditative guided imagery of activating those points and accomplish it just with their mind.
Okay.
But for those who can't, the electrical stimulators, which work really well. It takes 3 minutes per set of points. So, you know, in 18 minutes, you can stimulate your Ring of Fire.
Okay, and give yourself a nice little in-home cure instead of running out to the doctor.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you talk about in your book the 5 sacred rings and also the Ring of Fire. Is the Ring of Fire one of the 5 sacred or
yes,
in addition to?
It is. And I call them this because, well, okay, I think you and your audience, we could probably, I got them from my guide.
Okay.
You know, I downloaded it from an angelic guide.
Uh-huh. Yay. Love it when we're open to information.
Right. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the question, what can I do? And, you know, I said, I heard, well, if you would stimulate the point, the guide didn't give me the points, but it's just the points that connect the kidneys with the gonads, with the adrenals, with the thyroid, with the pituitary, through a window that's got point, it'll work. Well, I figure out what would work for the pituitary, because that's not a part of a traditional acupuncture. But what that did, it worked. And I tested it, and if you stimulate those specific points, it works. And if you stimulate the points, it doesn't happen. So it's been proven and published.
Okay. And like Norm said, that the guides are... The guide to the guide is in his book. It's a very well laid out book and very clear, so you wouldn't have any trouble understanding exactly what he's talking about. The book is entitled Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. And the foreword for this book was written by Carolyn Mitz. How long have you been working with Carolyn?
22 years.
Okay.
We started in 1984.
Mm-hmm. And then you and she together, did you both start the graduate seminary?
Yes, we did. Actually, before we had it as a seminary, we started originally, oh my, time does pass, about 14 years ago,
mm-hmm.
through Greenwich University, an external degree program. And we started with a PhD in energy medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Greenwich fell on hard times, let's say. And so then, in order to function in the state of Missouri, we needed to go to a seminary. Fortunately, I had established in 1973 a Science of Mind church. So we had the church, and within 5 days, the state approved us as a seminary. So we have 108 students. We've graduated 60, and let's see, on Sunday we graduate one this semester, but we take in 9 new students, so
oh, wonderful.
We'll be up to about 116 students for the spring semester.
Okay, and people can find out more information about that by going to a couple of websites, right?
Yeah,
I know.
They can go to normsheely.net uh-huh. or hugs, hugs-edu.org.
Okay. And what type of, I'm going to say, curriculum could people embark on there? I know they're...
Well, we have a Doctor of Theology in
uh-huh.
spiritual healing. You can do a special emphasis in transpersonal psychology or integrative health care or medical intuition or as a spiritual director.
Okay.
And basically... our students and our graduates are doing spiritual counseling and intuitive counseling, pastoral counseling, that sort of thing.
Okay. And what type of ground do you have to have, like a BA degree, BS degree, in order to embark on these studies? Or
yes.
Okay.
If you don't have a bachelor's degree but are a licensed health professional with 5 years' experience, we'll count that as equal to a bachelor's.
Okay.
And about a third of our students are nurses. About a third are master's level counselors or psychologists. And the rest are just people who entered. We've had 3 lawyers, 3 physicians, and a lot of massage therapists and a lot of business people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. It's so wonderful that so many people from mainstream are starting to really get to what I call the truth what's going on.
It's interesting. There was a lead headline in the New York Times several days ago. Students flocking to seminaries all over the country. Apparently, there's been a revival of interest in the spiritual life.
Yay!
and a lot of people are going to seminary today not to become practicing church ministers, but for their own spiritual path,
uh-huh.
to put it into, and of course that's what I would say our students are doing. They're sort of learning and accelerating their own spiritual growth and putting it into practice then in their lives.
Okay. Well, you know, for the folks out there listening who may be looking for a medical intuitive and may not have access to the one who has graduated from your program, what advice could you give them to think about when they're looking for someone to help them in this way?
Well, yes, I've talked about this. In fact, Carol and I talked an hour about this yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's fascinating. Carol and I created the term medical intuitive in 1988 when we were writing our book, The Creation of Health.
Uh-huh.
Well, 2 years ago, there were 300,000 listings on Google. Now, this year, there are 12 million.
12 million?
But unfortunately, a lot of them are real flakes, Monique.
Uh-huh.
I've had people write me and they tell me, oh, I'm another Carolyn Mace. Well, when they tell me that, I know they're not.
Exactly.
And I had this one woman, and I gave her my name. I said, okay, read me. Well, she gave me 3 pages of absolute nonsense.
Uh-huh.
And the last page, she said, and on your left calf, there's an area the size of a dime that's weeping. I looked down to be sure I had wet myself. And And I told her to burn her shingle and bury the ashes because she's a danger to humanity. So the important thing is, of course, get a reference. And if they start telling you something horrible, go away. Because it's not, in my opinion, the purpose of a consultation with an intuitive individual for them to start telling you you've got some horrible disease, because they don't know that. They might suspect it, but they might also be measuring their own stuff. But what they can help you with, I think, which is just tremendously helpful, is emotional hang-ups that have created problems, like the kind of stuff that Isaac found when he tested people. A lot of people don't want to go to a shrink to be told that they still hate their mother. And we all know that you can't afford the luxury of depression, anger, guilt, or anxiety. And when a really competent intuitive can tell you that the foundation for your problem is just something like that, and begin to help you hone in on what it is that you need to work on, that's when they're very most often useful. Now, and of course, sometimes, every once in a while, physicians are pretty good at making a diagnosis. We're not as good at treating as we are at making diagnoses. But there are times when a diagnosis is hard to make. It just isn't quite obvious yet. I can remember three patients where I strongly suspected cancer, but all of our tests were negative. Well, it probably doesn't make any difference in situations like that, but it can in other situations. And so a competent medical intuitive certainly is a great boon.
Yes, it is. You know, I always say that when the economy goes soft, people either go into real estate or they go into our world here, you know, and they want to be an intuitive. And, of course, they put up the shingle and know all.
It's unfortunate that there are crooks in every field, including medicine.
Yes.
And you just have to be careful. We do have. Carolyn and I started several years ago the American Board of Scientific Medical Intuition.
Uh-huh.
And we have several physicians and psychologists, and in fact, J.B. Ryan's daughter is on our board.
Oh, okay.
And we do test people, and if you're 75% accurate in making a diagnosis of 40 cases, you can become a board-certified medical intuitive or board-certified counseling intuitive, which is a different process. But we do offer that exam to people who want to take it, those that are trained by us and those who, you know, are good enough that they want to test them, be tested.
Yeah, be tested and put it out there.
You bet.
Okay. Well, let's see. The phone lines are open. The numbers are toll-free, 888-268-4313 or 530-876-3222. Norm's book, before we get to that, is Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. You can purchase this book probably on Amazon, all the major book sellers, or you can go to his website, normshealy.net. Norm, you have a radio show.
Yes, I do, and it's on radiospringfield.com every Thursday afternoon, Central Time at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 2:06 is what I really start, but you can go to radiospringfield.com and listen in. I get calls sometimes all over the country from people who are listening on the internet. And in fact, I'll be there tomorrow afternoon at 2:00 Central Time.
Okay, well, 2:00 Central Time. But, you know, if you'd like to check him out and call in and talk to him, please do. Let's see here. I want to go back to something we talked about a little bit earlier. We were talking about different ways to heal. There are so many people right now, especially with the change of seasons coming up, suffering with allergies. Any suggestions that we could do overall? I know it would, on a specific allergy.
Well, all allergies are, in my opinion, a weakness of the immune system, actually. It's just, overdoing itself. There are a number of things. The first thing is is to avoid, for at least a month, wheat, corn, milk, eggs, and citrus. No matter what your allergies are, it's likely that one of those foods, and peanuts probably also, it is likely that one of those six foods will aggravate them. Of course, the majority of allergies are nasal or sinus, but there are skin allergies and there are intestinal allergies, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd always say start by avoiding those foods and see what happens. Secondly, there's nothing as good as a good old castor oil pack on the abdomen for detoxifying the liver, the old Casey approach for the liver. And there is there's a wonderful over-the-counter standard process product called Antronex, A-N-T-R-O-N-E-X, and that can be very helpful and very safe for some people. And of course, in general, most people will do extremely well by taking 100,000 units of beta-carotene, not vitamin A, beta-carotene, 2 to 5 grams of vitamin C, and 400 units of vitamin E. That strengthens the immune system and can be one of the best things you can do to strengthen the system to minimize allergies.
Okay, and we take this daily?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a little encounter with when I went to the Philippines in 1976, I saw an operation in which the psychic surgeon removed a cup of pus from the body, and 2 days later, I came down with sinusitis, and I was on antibiotics for 4 months, the time of my life I'd ever had sinusitis.
Uh-huh.
After that, I was left with just really horrendous environmental allergies to everything. I brought them under control. I've been on 200,000 units of beta-carotene for many years.
Uh-huh.
And these things, and they work perfectly for me.
Okay. So it goes to prove that if you've been on it for many years, we can stay on it for a while without harm to ourselves.
Yeah, just 30 years.
Oh, just 30? Okay. Well, what about inflammation?
Well, that, of course, is inflammation of one kind or another is probably the major cause of almost all illnesses, from hardening of the arteries, heart attack, stroke, et cetera, et cetera. You want to be certain that your gums are okay. That's one of the leading places for little low-grade infections to be getting at things. But there are other inflammatory processes. There are, of course, a number of natural products that can work that are much safer than drugs. Kirkman is one. Boswellin is another. Boswellin, by the way, I just love the idea that it's really an extract of frankincense. And curcumin is from turmeric.
Uh-huh.
And both of those are excellent anti-inflammatory, natural herbs, essentially.
Okay. You know, we've been talking so much about the herbs and everything, and it just triggered in my mind, you know, there's this movement out there by, I don't know, government or someone, to restrict the herbs that are available to us.
Well, yes. Your government, I refuse to claim.
Yes. Theirs.
The government is just crazy. And they're always trying to gain control over everything from breath to death. I think it's crazy. You know, they approve these drugs that are usually less than 50% effective with a 25% complication rate, and then they won't get into, well, what more can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Fight it, folks.
Yeah.
Write every congressperson that you know and tell them, keep out of the health food stores.
Yeah, well, again, it's taking away yet another right for us to choose to live our lives the way that we see fit.
Exactly. And that raises a very interesting thing, Monique. It was a wonderful article came out about December. Less than 3% of Americans have the four most critical habits essential for good health. less than 3% have all four.
Wow.
Number one, of course, is no smoking.
Uh-huh.
Number two is a body mass index between 19 and 24. Number three is eating 5 servings of fruits or vegetables a day.
Uh-huh.
And number five is 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week. I mean, to me, that's just common sense.
You know, it seems relatively easy, but for whatever reason, we seem to get away from it.
Well, a lot of people do. I can certainly say that I am one of the 3%.
Yay!
and I can't imagine not doing those things. Interestingly, several weeks ago, I'm doing a little research project on ways of reducing free radicals other than the ring of crystal, which does work.
Uh-huh.
But people don't like to spend 20 minutes of their precious time keeping themselves healthy.
Oh.
And so I was at a university, a department of health education, and in 27 people who are teaching in this department, only 2 of them had the 4 habits.
Oh.
Ah, yes.
Thanks. Well, if you're not walking your talk, it's kind of hard to convince somebody else.
Right.
Mm.
it all started, as far as I can tell, to a large extent, it started with McDonald's. When McDonald's came on the scene, people began to get sloppy about a lot of habits. And, of course, television came about the same time.
Yeah.
And the two of them are really responsible for the doubling of obesity in this country and the marked reduction in physical activity in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'd both better off without both of them.
Well, that would be, I agree 100%, but I think that it'd be kind of hard to take away from the kids.
Well, when our kids were growing up, they were allowed 4 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was 4 hours too much. But that was it. And that had to be Friday night and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. They could not watch television otherwise. And, you know, by the time they were in high school, they didn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah, they didn't need it. Yeah, but there are some children today whose parents subscribe to that, and the kids are just fine and well-adjusted as any other child, but they're fully functioning children as opposed to, you know, couch potato children or video game children.
Yep. Well, I think video games suck, and that's being kind.
Okay, we know his opinion on that one.
I know, I have to learn how to express myself.
I think so.
It's a terrible, terrible disadvantage for a child to get hooked into that stuff. They need to be outside playing. By the way, going back to that comment we were talking about earlier about hyperactive attention deficit children,
mm-hmm.
You know, most of those kids are bright, bright kids, but they need more physical activity. They would do much better with an hour of school followed by an hour of physical exercise, et cetera, all day instead of sitting in a classroom all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the classroom situation has changed, and, you know, again, not giving away my age, but when I was in, you know, elementary school, it was basically, we went to school for, 5-6 hours a day, but you had a lot of play time in between. They made
exactly.
sure that you were active. They made sure you were busy, and now everything is so scheduled down to the moment that, you know, you have your 41 minutes of class, and then you have a 4-minute break, and you're off to the next.
Oh, yeah, I was down a couple of weeks ago visiting one of my granddaughters, my son and his family. This child who's only 10 and a half years of age has 2 hours of homework every night, plus all weekend.
Yeah.
And that's after, you know, a day at school with minimal physical activity. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's just a bit much. And then if the child happens to be in, you know, piano lessons or whatever, it even, you know, constricts the child even more from the physical activity, unless they're out there on the soccer team, and that tends to help a bit.
You bet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would say halitosis is better than no breath at all.
Mm-hmm.
Any physical activity is better than none.
I like that. Now, earlier you mentioned a healthy BMI between 19 and 24.
Right.
So many of us Americans are overweight, and you know, we're conscious of it. We're working toward, at least in our minds, getting back to where we should be.
Two-thirds are overweight, and one-third are 30 or above, which is considered obese.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 22.5, by the way.
I just, I'm over a little bit, 25.
Well, that, you know, 25 is minimally a minimum. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Well,
if you get adequate exercise, it's quite okay.
Yeah.
But if you're much more than that, now, one of the things we really ought to talk about in a minute is thyroid function.
Okay.
80% of Americans have a temperature below normal. Normal, after you're out of bed several hours, is 98.6. If your temperature is below 98.6 consistently after you're up and about, you need iodine. And what we found is the vast majority of people can have their metabolic rate restored. That will help a lot of people adjust their weight.
Mm-hmm.
It can bring down high blood pressure or raise low thyroid can cause either high or low blood pressure, et cetera. It can cause high cholesterol, et cetera, et cetera. So iodine is deficient. The average American is only getting 150 micrograms of iodine a day. The Japanese eat 13.8 milligrams, 90 times as much as Americans, and they have 1/12 the incidence of prostate cancer and less than 1/3 the incidence of breast cancer. So one of the greatest things you could do to help your whole immune system and your body is to take iodine.
Hey, and is this iodine from the health food store? Just go in and ask for iodine?
Well, yeah, you don't want tincture of iodine, although you can put that on your skin. But actually, there's a little tablet called Iodorol that's the best one. It's so simple. You can get iodine, liquid iodine that you can take, but I really prefer Iodorol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One tablet a day is 12.5 milligrams, and for most people, that will, within a month or 6 weeks, restore normal body temperature and bring a lot of metabolic things into balance.
Oh, okay. Well, it's amazing. I mean, in this last hour, you shared with us how to totally heal ourselves, and you didn't mention once going to the doctor. You didn't mention once, you know, pulling out that card, you know, whether it's for your HMO, your PPO, or whatever type of O, and going in and to see. And this is really going back to, I think, nature and taking care of ourselves.
You bet. Common sense, the most uncommon commodity, but it's one we need to restore.
We do. Well, you know, Norm, it's been a tremendous pleasure. I mean, the hour has gone so fast. I wish we had three more. I could just talk to you all evening. But I know you probably want to go to bed at some point.
Well, yes. You know, I do. By the way, that's another thing that's important is a minimum 7 hours of sleep and preferably 8.
Okay.
That is one of the greatest health boosts you can do.
Okay. Well, you've heard it, folks. So, you know, listening to this, listen to it again on the replay, and go out there and get Norm's book, Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain of Youth, because I think 99.9% of what he shared tonight is in that book, and make yourself healthy. Big thank you to Norm for being my guest tonight. I'll be back next week with Master Astrologer Jane Elizabeth. If you want information about any of my guests or to find out about my personal appearances, log on to either one of my websites, www.walkingwithspirit.net or www.healing-visions.com, or give me a call at 888-240-6057. And remember, the master knows that he or she is always a student, whereas the student still hopes to someday be a master. Many blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.
Namaste, Monty.
Thank you, Norm.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.